without grassroots football. Search Barclays Football to find out more.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, the head of Unite has given Classic FM the union's strongest warning yet that bin strikes in Birmingham could spread. Yesterday, refuge workers rejected an offer to end their long-running pay dispute. Birmingham City Council says its door remains open for talks, with more discussions planned tomorrow. Unite General Secretary Sharon Graham was asked earlier whether industrial action could be repeated in other parts of the country.
I think what's really likely is if the council and the government keep aiding and abetting, and other councils, that workers pay the price for bad decisions. These low-pay workers cannot pay the price. My job is to defend workers, and I will do that. If other councils decide to make low-paid workers pay for bad decisions that they did not make, workers paying the price yet again, then absolutely, of course, we all have to take action in those other areas.
The government has called the strike action unacceptable. Vital raw materials from the US are expected to be delivered to the British steel plant in Scunthorpe later. Ministers have been working to secure coking coal and iron ore after taking control of the site from its Chinese owner at the weekend. The US Vice President J.D. Vance says the United States is working very hard with the UK on negotiating a trade deal. In an interview, Mr. Vance expressed optimism that both sides could come to a mutually beneficial agreement. Official data shows the unemployment rate in the UK remained unchanged at 4.4% in the 3 months to February. That compared to the previous quarter, with average weekly pay, excluding bonuses, up 5.9% on the year for the same period. And the survivors of Bergen-Belsen concentration camp are marking 80 years since its liberation by British troops. Tens of thousands of people died at the camp in northern Germany. The Holocaust Educational Trust says the lessons of the Second World War remain as urgent as ever. A look at the weather. Cloudy for most today, with rain moving into the east and southwest throughout the afternoon, with some sunny spells, though, for Northern Ireland. Highs of 16 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Good morning, Joanna Gosling with you on this slightly damp Tuesday morning. I think we could do with a livener from Mozart to get things going.
Classic FM. Thank you.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 is coming.
Starts Friday morning at 9.
Classic FM.
Nino Rota's love theme for Romeo and Juliet, played by the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra. And before it, the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment brought us the finale of Mozart's Horn Concerto No. 4. Good morning from me, Joanna Gosling, in a week for Alexander Armstrong. It is good to be with you. How are you? I'm back in my winter coat today. Weather has taken a turn for most of us, hasn't it? It's why we love to talk about it, the vagaries of the British weather. You know, the good news, though, it is the middle of the working week already, because Friday is a holiday. It's Good Friday, which is a good point. I should be calling the famous five the famous four this week, because on Friday, our regular programming is going to be making way for the big reveal of the brand new Classic FM Hall of Fame countdown. Second clue in the famous four coming up at 10:30. Do say hi. Let me know what's going on for you today and this week. What have you got planned? 6:18:12 to get in touch. Shortly, we'll be hearing the fabulous voice of Freddie DiTomazzo. But first, it's Richard Adinsell's Warsaw Concerto on Classic FM, the one that always makes me think of Tammy Wynette standing by her man.
Thank you.
the Warsaw Concerto by Richard Adinsell, performed by Daniel Adney and the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. Gareth Williams in Llansaint in Carmarthenshire has emailed, "Oh, Joanna, Tammy Wynette, now I can't unhear that. Ruined, utterly ruined." I don't think he's too annoyed, though. He's put a kiss and lol at the end of it. If you really want the full effect, I have done a mashup of the two pieces on my Instagram that you can check out. Right now, though, let's hear from the tenor Freddie De Tomaso on Classic FM. He's currently wowing audiences at the Royal Opera House as Don José in Bizet's Carmen.
This is Classic FM.
good to hear that. Slightly lesser played Beethoven, the overture to Fidelio, played by the German Chamber Philharmonic Orchestra. And before it, Freddy Di Tommaso and the Philharmonia Orchestra brought us a Lucia van Listele from Puccini's opera Tosca. Chris in Dorset says, I'm enjoying the music while doing the crossword. I voted for a Lucia van Listele in Hall of Fame. Find out, Chris, how it's done this weekend. Talking of puzzles, time for the second clue in this week's Famous Four. Where I put all the dough that I try to make, land that slopes down to a river or lake. Use the machine in the wall or go inside. Favourite haunt of Bonnie and Clyde. Here it is again. Where I put all the dough that I try to make, land that slopes down to a river or lake. Use the machine in the wall or go inside. Favourite haunt of Bonnie and Clyde. I'll reveal the answer before 11.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
The Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra playing the second movement of Dvorak's Ninth Symphony from the New World. And before that, we heard the Sanctus from Fauré's Requiem, performed by Robert Benesch and Yale Schola Cantorum. Paul in Southampton, Sylvia in West Sussex, Helen from Ipswich, Steve and Anne in Cheam, Sally in Cumbria, Roger and Eileen in sunny Kidderminster. You've all got the famous four correct this morning. Answers coming up before 11. And hello to Christine in Preston, who says, "Hi, Joanna, I've never entered before. It's good to have you joining in, Christine. You got it right too." Now, don't forget the brand new Classic FM Hall of Fame for 2025 kicks off this Friday morning at 9 with Dan Walker. It's 4 days of brilliant music as we count down the new chart, all chosen by you. Where will your choices land this year? Will they even make the top 300? There's only one way to find out, and that is to join us here on Classic FM across the Easter weekend. Thank you.
Sunshine music, all spring.
This is Classic FM.
The finale of Haydn's 102nd symphony played by the Swiss-Italian Orchestra. Amazing that he cracked out so many, isn't it? More than anyone else, around 44 hours of symphonies in total. And before it, Roberto Proceda and the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra brought us the third movement of Mendelssohn's Third Piano Concerto. So how did you get on with today's famous four? I'm glad to say it's a clean sweep. You all got it right, including a few of you doing it for the first time, Jen and Cindy amongst you. It's good to have you all joining in. The clue was where I put all the dough that I try to make, land that slopes down to a river or lake, use the machine in the wall or go inside, favourite haunt of Bonnie and Clyde. And the answer I was after was bank. I'll have the third clue tomorrow morning at 10:30. See if you can spot the link between all the clues. Right, let's catch up with the latest news and weather with Dom, and then we will get the next hour started with Handel's Saraband, and we'll be heading into the Alps with another track from my Classic FM album of the week. See you in a mo.
Classic FM.
It was an Easter tradition that started when we were kids. Mum and Dad hiding eggs in our garden. And when me and my brother had children of our own, it continued, even when Dad was no longer with us. This year will be no different. Mum watching her grandchildren hunt for eggs in the same garden. Because thanks to Home Instead, she's still in the family home, creating new memories. Find out more at homeinstead.co.uk. Award-winning home care you can trust.
Forks at the ready. This Easter, Lidl won't be beaten on price. On our luscious leg of lamb from £6.15 per kilo. Or XXL juicy joint of British beef from £5.65 per kilo. Now that's big on quality and always Lidl on price.
On sale from April 14th and price match in most major UK supermarkets until the 19th. Lidl.co.uk/spendless while stocks last.
Did you know that RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, is a common virus that feels and spreads just like a cold? But for older adults, RSV can cause serious complications like pneumonia. But you can help to protect yourself by washing hands and surfaces regularly, not touching your eyes, nose or mouth if your hands aren't clean, and also getting vaccinated. Speak to your GP practice or healthcare provider about your prevention options, or visit brsvaware.co.uk to learn more.
Combine your pensions with PensionBee and take control of your retirement. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Meet Jamal.
Hey.
Jamal's just reversed into another car. And of all the people...
Oh, no.
It's his ex. How's he going to deal with this awkward situation? Thankfully, Jamal's got car insurance with Aviva. If you've had an accident, we'll talk to everyone else involved so you won't have to, Jamal.
Phew.
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
This spring, transform your home in a flash with Hillary's. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, in our flash event, get an extra 10% off everything until the 17th of April, including an extra 10% off all blinds, curtains, shutters and awnings in our sale. And with Hillary's, measuring and fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. But be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
This is your business. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero Accounting Software. These are your numbers. These are your numbers sorted with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is you.
Hi.
This is you taking business where you want with the help of Xero Accounting Software.
Hello, world.
This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero and having your numbers sorted all at the same time so you can finally focus on taking business where you want to. Supercharge your business today with the help of Xero.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
With so many cars on offer in the Volkswagen Approved Used sale, we don't have time to name them all. But we brought in Speed Talker Lightning Steve to try.
Offers now on the Golf Tiguan, T-Roc Tiger, Passat Polo, T-Cross ID4, T-Roc.
Get £750 towards your finance deposit on over 13,000 approved used Volkswagens, with 13.4% APR representative on Solutions PCP and a free service plan. Our huge sale must end on Wednesday the 30th of April at participating retailers. Faster, Steve. Search Volkswagen approved used. Indemnities may be required. Free service plan valid for cars up to 8 years old. Excludes Touareg. Volkswagen Finance.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
from Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock. The head of the Unite Union has suggested that Birmingham-style bin strikes could spread to other parts of the country. The walkout is set to carry on after refuse collectors voted to reject a new pay offer yesterday. Birmingham City Council says it has made a fair proposal and its door remains open. Unite General Secretary Sharon Graham has said ministers don't understand the basics of the dispute.
I think what's really likely is if the council and the government keep aiding and abetting and other councils that workers pay the price for bad decisions. These low-pay workers cannot pay the price. My job is to defend workers and I will do that. If other councils decide to make low-paid workers pay for bad decisions that they did not make.
Raw materials are due to arrive at the British Steel plant in Scunthorpe. Ministers have been working to secure coking coal and iron ore after taking control of the site from its Chinese owner. Downing Street says work is ongoing to get a steady pipeline of materials. Official data shows UK pay growth outpaced inflation in the 3 months to February. Average weekly wages, excluding bonuses, were nearly 6% higher than the same period last year. The US Department of Education says it is freezing more than $2 billion of funding to Harvard University. The university has rejected White House demands to shut down its diversity and inclusion programs. The Trump administration says it is trying to curb what it sees as left-wing bias. And the Princess